Let's do a new song from our record that just came out yesterday called Worried Mind. Been all around this world just to come back to you. Oh, my love, my sweet love. It's a long and lonesome highway. It's a bitter shade of blue. Oh, my love, my sweet love. But you can weave the unraveled strings and ease my worried mind. You ease my worried mind. Tell you what I'll do when I come back to you. My love, my sweet love. Gonna wrap myself around you and sing to you this tune. Oh, my love, my sweet love. I never had much money, and I never been quite satisfied, but you can weave the unraveled strings and ease my worried mind. You ease my worried mind. Southwest inspired song. This is also from our new record. This song kind of explains my my love of Santa Fe, but also there's a tendency when I go there to kind of have things not work out the way I planned. This is called Rio Grande.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Plays, plays tricks on me. Don't know why I'm here. So peaceful and serene, but it only brings me tears, good Lord. Only brings me tears. Hard luck hand
falls apart. All just crumbles apart. My bad luck boots and my hard luck hands. My cold black thoughts reappear every man. Hold my head to the sill, to the sand, to the bone white dead of the Rio. Lost their green. Now they stare without a sound. The wind's too cold to sing. Snow is heavy on the ground. Heavy on the ground.
Elin Jewell is in the building and on the air and at the Palm Lounge tonight. You got it on K-Hum Radio. Let's get a quick round of intros on who you have brought with your posse, entourage.
On some part of the drum kit is my husband and manager and baby daddy, Jason Beek. He's also singing backup vocals. And on electric guitar, we've got the great Jerry Miller. On upright bass, we have the fabulous Sean Supra.
Wait, who? Who's watching your kid? Where's Mavis?
Jason's mother is our road nanny, and so she's hanging out with Mavis at the hotel right now.
Aww.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Is she a good grandma?
Yeah, she's the best.
What does she bring to the table as a grandma?
Well, a willingness to go on the road with us, which you can't say about really anybody.
Nobody wants to go. You live a terrible life on the road. It's harsh. And she's out here slogging it out for the sake of the kid?
Mm-hmm. Aww. That's right. Just to spend time with her.
What's her name again?
The kid?
No, I know Mavis.
Mavis, okay. The grandma, well, she goes by Babsi, which is the Polish for grandmother, but her first name is Mary Jo.
You just won like the Grandma Olympics, Mavis. That's fantastic. What a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Jason on the drums. Mm-hmm. Nice work. Was your mom all right growing up?
Oh, she's the best.
You don't have to lie. Look, it's fine.
No, really good. She only took one swing at me that I can remember. And you know,
that's the one you can remember. Where'd you grow up?
In Lowell, Massachusetts, just north of Boston.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. All right. That's a good place to raise up. And now you are an Idahoan?
An Idahoan, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Very happy there.
Most famous person from Boise after Elin Jewell, Aaron Paul?
Oh, yeah. He's
probably.
He's from Emmett, which is outside of Boise, but close enough, yeah.
Oh, I see how it is.
Yeah.
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He's from there, yeah.
Yeah. Curtis Stigers, Rosalie Sorrells.
No way, she's from there?
Yeah.
You ever see her on the street, just high five?
I saw her at the co-op once, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You ever see Aaron Paul on the streets of Boise?
No, I wish.
It's a hard S, Boise?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. It's not Boise like a zoo.
I totally knew that. All right. So growing up there, it's just such beautiful country. It's in that little valley.
Mm-hmm.
And you can explore. You can go up to Sandpoint. Shook Twins are from Sandpoint.
Shook Twins? Yeah, I know of them.
Yeah, they're a good band.
I didn't realize they were Idahoans. That's cool.
Do you have the Idaho pride? I can't tell.
The Idaho pride?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's why I moved back.
To a ghost town.
Well, no. There's been a misunderstanding about that. I moved back to Boise, my hometown, which is not a ghost town at all, and I never meant to imply that it was, but some wires have been crossed. The ghost town is Idaho City, which is about an hour north of Boise. And I chose the title Sundown over Ghost Town for my album title because I thought it was just really distinctly Western, and I liked the kind of moody quality that it had. I like the word ghost. I like the idea of ghosts. And a ghost town is a Western phenomenon. And the album's very Western, you know.
Population under 500.
In Idaho City, yeah.
You live in a very small town.
Well, I don't live there. But I do go there a lot. Okay. See the confusion? There's so many towns that we're talking about. But my dad lives there, so I go to visit him in the ghost town. Yeah, it's 450 people in Idaho City.
Is that Mr. Bopshi?
Other side of the family.
Okay.
See, lots of grandparents on the table, too.
I'm so...
It's hard to keep them all straight.
Confused.
Lots of towns, lots of grandparents.
Well, we would recommend that everybody visit Idaho because it's super gorgeous.
Yeah, as long as they just visit and then go back home.
And don't point at the locals. Because yeah. Been from your Santa Fe years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do another song, Eland Jewel. And again, playing tonight at the Palm Lounge. Is this going good? Is this...
This interview?
I saw you throw a glance to Jason. I'm like, well, I'm fine.
Because he was chuckling just now, and I was trying to figure out what he was laughing about.
Ah, just laughing at life.
Laughing at life. That's what we do in our van. No, I think this interview is going pretty well. I think it's exposing the confusion that has become our lives pretty accurately.
But we got grandma points.
Yeah.
I think, you know.
In case she's listening.
Yeah, you didn't tell that to Fresh Air. You were on NPR. What were you on? All
Morning Edition.
There you go.
This morning, yeah.
Oh, that was today?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What? Let's talk about that later then. Let's do another song first.
All right. Should we do Back to Dallas from our first record?
Yeah, let's do that.
Sort of a different, well, same key, but a different take on things. Here's Back to Dallas. Lay around the shack all day, bootlegging for your sorry pay. What your mama say, going back to Dallas ain't worth a gunny sack of beans. Worst case a girl about ever seen. But you love me like a bulldog, baby, just as mean now. Going back to Dallas. Hello, Central Information, please. Give me all the numbers I need. I got some money for the driving fee now. Going back to Dallas. Cat never made so many doggone rounds. You just can't ignore that old howling sound. Honey, you done let that deal go down. Now you're going back to Dallas. Hello, Central Information, please. Give me all the numbers I need. Got some money for the driving fee now. Going back to Dallas. Money for the driving fee now. Going
Leland Jewell in the studio. You are on Morning Edition this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear it live?
No, I think it aired really early. The original airing was too early, even for me.
I guess it's just gone then. There's no other way to hear it.
Yeah, too bad. There's not something called an archive online you can listen to.
It's just so ephemeral. It's out and in space now. That's thrilling. Did you hear it before it aired? Did they send you a cut?
No, huh? We got a link to it today. So we heard the archived version after it already came out. So luckily we like how it turned out. I mean, even if we didn't, we couldn't stop it. It was...
Editorial, of course.
Yeah.
So what do you do on a day when you get a national bump like that? Do you sit and just watch your iTunes rankings, or like, do you care at all?
We've been keeping an eye on those little rankings. I'm not sure what they mean exactly, other than that we're doing fine. But we were doing fine before, so I don't know. Yeah, we come to K-Hum and we play on the radio.
This is going to muck up your whole thing, because the K-Hum bump, as you know, is enormous.
Mm. Yeah, so stardom is just around the bend here.
Yeah, well, it's going to blur. You're not going to know if it was NPR or if it was K-Hum.
Oh, I see, yeah.
That pushed your record up 50 spots in the chart.
Mm-hmm.
As a kid, you were into Greek mythology?
Yeah, very few people know that about me.
Were you a nerd?
Yes.
Go on.
I think, well, I think it goes without saying, you know, into mythology, kind of a nerd, right?
No, it doesn't go without saying.
Really?
But I mean, today is a Harry Potter. Like, I don't know what nerd kids read today, but like, if you were going straight for the mythology, that's kind of complicated. The words, like the names are hard to remember because they're from a different language.
It's true.
Did you read books? Like, how did you get into that, and when did it peak?
Well, I got into it. I was most excited about it in fourth grade, and they have kids' books about Greek mythology. Some of them were still a little over my head, but I was into, like, I wanted to know all of the gods and exactly how they were related, and all the different stories about them and their little wars and their incestuous love affairs and all that. It's fascinating story. And then from Greek mythology, I also got briefly into Norse mythology, and but Greek was like my main thing.
Tell us about Daedalus. Why are you into Daedalus?
Well, my love of Daedalus came later. I was really into James Joyce, The Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man. I wrote my senior thesis in college about that book. And the main character is Stephen Daedalus. And there's a lot of mythology kind of imagery in that. I almost called it an album, in that novel. So I got so into it, I have a symbol that I came up with that represents the myth of Daedalus. And I love the idea of building your own wings and flying out of the labyrinth that you designed. Because Daedalus designed the labyrinth and then was imprisoned in it, and then built wings to get out of it. And he's the one that flew just right. His son Icarus flew too high.
Yeah, didn't go good for Icarus. Mm-mm. Yeah.
And his wings melted.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
Not so good for Icarus. Daedalus did pretty well.
Wow. Well, would you recommend that normal people in 2015 go back and pull those books out?
Like the kids' books for Greek mythology?
No.
Well, I mean, it's worth reading to your kids. I plan on seeing if Mavis is at all interested in them when she gets a little older. But
how old is Mavis?
She's 11 months.
Are you afraid of foisting your Greek mythology on her?
No, I want to expose her to like all of the cool things. I don't want her to feel like she has to love the things that I love. But I think it's kind of my job as a parent to be like, hey, this is a cool thing. You know, and then maybe leave it at that if she's not into it, but just to, you know, expose her to all the things that I love in the world.
Well, let me ask both Jason and Elon this question then. Okay, so you want your kid to be exposed to a broad spectrum of things so that she can choose what she's into and just have the most options.
Yeah.
What is the thing that she should be exposed to that you feel, God, I don't want her to get into this, but she's her own person and she deserves the choice. Like, for instance, trigonometry or something. By the way, trig is awesome. I'm just, you know, you maybe you hate trig, or like, is there a thing that you're just really not into? Let's say, like, I don't know, Rand Paul or like
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Okay.
I worry about those times. I worry about the pop music times.
Yeah. She's going to get into pop music. I don't know. She'll get into... I just think it'd be cool for her to be excited about anything, really. But what first came to my mind was anything computer-related. Because I don't like computers, really. And if she were to really be into computers, I'd worry about what she was, you know, seeing on the internet.
And YouTube safe search, though. It's fine.
So glad I don't have to worry about that right now.
Oh, you know how much you're going to worry, though, in like 20 years? Like, I don't even... Would you implant a chip in your kid if it allowed you to see where she was at any moment?
Oh, no. I don't know.
No?
The chip. Oh, jeez. I don't even want to give her potato chips, you know?
I was just reading the other day that now the new cars that are rolling off the line, like 90%+ of them have some sort of tracking in it, like GPS. So everybody can see where you are. And there's a parenting angle to that. Like the new Mustang is going to be able to text parents, your kid just broke the speed limit at this location. Ooh. Or your kid pumped the brakes at this location. This is going to be freaky for parents real soon.
Oh, boy.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, thanks.
Welcome. Elin Jewell is in the building and playing tonight at the Palm Lounge. I think we have time for one more, but congratulations on the new record. It's awesome.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you'll have that. Have you played the Palm before in Eureka?
No.
It is great.
Oh, cool.
There's a post right in the middle of the audience. So like half the people won't be able to see you and they'll have to sort of swerve from side to side.
Mm-hmm.
Acoustics are pretty tight, but the vibe in there is just... Like, there's a room behind it that feels like if Game of Thrones had, like, a pancake breakfast. Like, there's just these cavernous wood beams everywhere. It's great.
Wow. I'm so intrigued now.
Plus, there's air hockey also.
And air hockey? Wow.
Win-win. Elin Jewell, what do you want to send us out with?
Should I do my song for Mavis?
Yeah.
Okay, this is my song for Mavis, and her name means songbird in Old English or French, depending on who you talk to. So this is a song from the new record. It's the last song on the record. It's called Songbird. Oh, songbird in my darkest night, you sing so sweetly I can't be afraid. Over my path your song casts a light, so bright, so real I won't lose my way. I set true north by you, so all directions too. Songbird, what did I do before you? What did I do before you? Oh, songbird, in my weariest day, a few clear notes is all I need. And I see without warning a precious ray of magic in each ordinary thing. You illuminate, renew, take the sad out of the blue. Songbird, what would I do without you? What would I do without you? How'd you get so strong, such a little thing? Is it your song that makes you brave? My whole world rests on those tiny wings, but you don't seem to mind the weight. I set true north by you, so all directions too. Songbird, what did I do before you? What did I do before you? Thank you. sat out of the blue. Songbird, what would I do without you? What would I do without you? What would I do without you?
You're great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here, Elin Jewell.